This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Tuesday's announcement that U.S. potatoes will be allowed into Mexico beginning May 15th has left our potato industry cautiously optimistic. Given the 25-year trade dispute, many will wait to declare victory. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says the announcement from Ag Secretary Vilsack was welcome news.
I spoke with him a couple of weeks ago, and he very clearly indicated that he wanted to see a win here. And there were a number of USDA officials down in Mexico City last week trying to get everything in the right spot. So this announcement today was not a surprise to us.
But Quarles says nobody is holding their breath.
We very much want to see the rest of the pieces of this puzzle get put into place before we can determine whether or not Mexico's really serious about allowing our exports and hopefully letting us build out what we think is going to be a very valuable market, both for U.S. growers and Mexican consumers.
So would you say the potato industry is taking Missouri's show me stand?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, or from Ronald Reagan days, trust but verify. We want to believe that this is the case, but there's a lot of reasons to question it, and we're going to need to see some actions here to follow up these positive words.
Quarles hopes an April inspection of a U.S. potato facility will be the final hurdle they need to clear and that no last-minute roadblocks pop up.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.